Today on the 10-12 podcast, myself, Chris, and Daniel are making picks for every week 13 Big 12 game. It's the last week of the regular season. We're going to have a lot of fun, be a little sad. Hey, y'all, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the family, the friends, and the food.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the 10-12, the podcast that covers all 14 teams in the Big 12 Conference, plus Colorado, Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah. We are the flagship show of the 10-12 Network. You can find every show in the network at 1012network.com. That's T-E-N, the number 12, the word network. And of course, we are partners with Sports Social, Europe's biggest sports podcast network. I am your host, Philip Slavin. Thank you for joining us. On this Thursday, Wednesday. Forgive me, Wednesday, because we're putting this one out a day early because of the Thanksgiving holiday. I want to give you plenty of time. Maybe you're on the road on Wednesday. You're going to be driving to see family. I'm a dad. I drive. I know how you all also feel in that situation. It's a great opportunity to have something to listen to on the way to mom's house, grandma's house, wherever it is you're going for this Thanksgiving holiday. You can just pop in a little 10-12. And listen to myself and the two guys I make picks with every week help make the drive a little bit sweeter. Those two guys, of course, are our pro picker himself, the guy with the data and the stats, Daniel Alexander.
What's up? Happy to be here. Let's grind. Well, what do we got? One, two, three more pick shows here, and it's coming down to the wire. So curious to see where we land.
The season never lasts long enough. The end always gets here too soon. The other man who joins us every week, he is the LGGOG himself. He is Chris Ross.
Yeah, I am definitely not the professional picker. And it might be coming down to the wire, but I am not involved in that race. This is in this season. But yeah, it's wild how fast it goes by, right? It's I feel like I don't know if it's aging and your memory goes or whatever, but I just feel like we were just doing this for the first time this season a couple weeks ago. It's wild.
You get to the beginning of the season and there's just like so much ahead of you, and man, the season goes by like that. We're the last week of the regular season. Championship weekend is next weekend, and then we've got bowl games. So as Daniel mentioned, we've got three picks episodes left with the three of us. This week, next week, we'll take a week off, and then we'll have picks for every single Big 12 bowl game. Which the Big 12 games are going to start day one, December 16th, with the first bowl games. Like the Independence Bowl is on December 16th, at Saturday. The Big 12 has partnered with that bowl game. And it's very likely the Big 12 will have a team in that bowl game. So, I mean, we're going to have picks right away. Sometimes we're like, well, we'll wait a little bit longer. Nope. Got to go out. Got to be that week. Got to be up in time for that December 16th day. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hate that this is almost over. I do. But, you know, that's okay. We'll just gives us something else to look forward to at the start of next year as well. So, look, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you're having a good holiday. Let's recap what happened last week. Let's get that out of the way. Let's rip off the Band-Aid for two of you. I won last week. Finally, a nice rebound week for myself. I went 5-3, hit on West Virginia -6.5 for Cincinnati, hit on TCU -12.5 versus Baylor, hit on the under 60 in UCF Texas Tech, hit on the under or the over 56.5 in Kansas State, Kansas, and hit on the Iowa under 30.5. Should have been doing those all year. Misses were the over 56.5 in BYU, OU, This on the under 60 in Houston, Oklahoma State, and Iowa State plus 7.5 versus Texas. So 5-3 for the week brings me to 51-48 on the season. Not in the lead. The lead belongs to the man who came in second last week. 3-5 for Daniel. Hit on the over 54 in West Virginia, Cincinnati. Hit on UCF plus 3 versus Texas Tech. Of course, Texas Tech only won by 1 point. And hit on the UTEP plus 7.5 versus, I believe that was Middle Tennessee. The misses were the over 56.5 in BYU, Oklahoma, over, or the Baylor plus 13 versus TCU, Houston plus 7 versus Oklahoma State, Kansas State minus 8 versus Kansas, and the over 47 in Iowa State, Texas. 3-5 on the week. You have a one-game lead at 52-47, sir.
A one-game lead, man. That's right where we want it. I had a little bit of bad luck, I feel like. Two of those early overs, they were looking really good. That first
Baylor, Oklahoma.
Yeah,
Baylor, BYU, Oklahoma. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that thing looked like the over. Hey, Baylor was just flat out wrong. Houston felt alive for a second, just wrong. Like we said, that third stringer for Kansas, hey, just got to tip your cap. You know, that kid played hard, kept Kansas in the number. 3-5, what are you going to do? On to next week, try to hold the lead. Let's roll.
And reminder, the under, I believe, is now 9, has hit 9 straight Iowa State versus Texas games.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
On a 9-0 streak in Iowa State, Texas. So it did not have to come to an end. It has just ended now because they won't play anymore. Chris went 2-6 last week, hit on the West Virginia minus 6.5 for Cincinnati, and hit on Texas minus 7.5 versus Iowa State. Misses were OU minus 24. Baylor plus 13, Houston plus 7, Texas Tech minus 2.5. That one's a stinger. You get the Texas Tech win, but only by a point. Kansas State minus 8, and Coastal Carolina minus 4 against Army. They lost that game. It's hard to play the military academies. It's just hard to play the academy schools. 2-6 was the week, 43-56 for the season, sir.
Yeah. You know, just a trash season. I joke that I come into this pretty unprepared. I just, you know, kind of pick on the fly of the moment. But the truth is, I look at the games, you know, on Tuesdays, you know, spend some time on Wednesday, and then make the picks Wednesday night. So I do have a pretty good idea. I've looked at a lot of different things. I look at efficiencies a lot, and I don't get it. I feel like the reads have been okay. Not 100%, but good enough. The picks have been on paper, that makes sense. I should have won the majority of them. I didn't. Throwing in the towel. This week, I am truly, I mean it when I say it, I didn't even know what the lines are going into this. I have no idea.
Well, I'm going to tell you as we go along. Do not worry, because we do this the same way every week. We go in chronological order. So I'm going to ask you guys, are you ready to do this?
Ready to rock.
As ready as I've been every other week, apparently.
Let's make some picks, boys. The other reason I'm glad we're doing this a day early is because we have two games on Friday. We kick this off with the first of the two Friday games, Oklahoma facing off against TCU, 11 a.m. on Fox. TCU needs this win. They need that sixth win for bowl eligibility. Alas, they would be the first team since Texas in 2009, 2010 to reach the championship game and then not make a bowl game the following season. Meanwhile, Oklahoma is still technically in the race for the Big 12 title, the Big 12 championship game. We don't know how all the tiebreakers will break down. I'm sure the Big 12 will give us another update on either Friday at the end of the day or Saturday morning before games kick off, once we know what happens between Oklahoma, TCU, and, of course, Texas Tech. So a lot on the line for both of these teams. Oklahoma at this point looks like a lock for the Alamo Bowl, assuming they win against Arizona. That's one we should all be certain. Like all the bowl projections, Alamo Bowl is like, it is OU Arizona, OU Arizona, OU Arizona, OU Arizona. So we will all become diehard Bearcats fans. I'm sorry, OU. I just like it's going to happen. So let's get to the game itself. Oklahoma, roughly a 10-point favorite. There are some 9.5s and some 10.5s, depending upon where you would like to go there. Total is at 63. I am first because I won. So I'll just start off with this. Like, I don't have a lot of notes on all the games because I'm on vacation with family. Here's my thought process. Don't let TCU blowing out Baylor give you a false sense of where TCU's at. Baylor is that bad. Oklahoma struggled on the road at BYU. It's fine. BYU's better at home. OU's been kind of up and down. And you lost Dylan Gabriel at halftime. Jackson Arnold came in to start for OU. At this point, I would be shocked if Jackson Arnold isn't the starting quarterback this week, because they said upper body injury. If they've updated that, I haven't seen it. Sorry. My guess is, basing on the video, that that was a concussion. And if Dylan Gabriel was concussed, I highly doubt he's going to be back on the field less than a week later. So most likely it's Jackson Arnold versus TCU. But OU's going to be at home. Like, OU is going to be at home. It's going to be senior day. It's the last game of the regular season. Like, I think this will probably be a game that OU covers. Like, I don't love TCU. Oklahoma's defense has been up and down, but like, it's the last game of the year at home. I know it's a short week. Maybe Jackson Arnold makes some mistakes. I don't think they're going to ask too much of him. And I think the defense is going to step up and play pretty well. So I can get OU at 9.5. I've got that at a few different places. I see Caesars has a 9.5. I know FanDuel has a 9.5. And someone else has it, but I don't know what that place is. But that's two. And two typically is enough for us. So I'm going to take the Sooners minus 9.5 at home. Every metric that has posted so far that I follow, between SP Plus, Room 44, TSI, Beta Rank, FEI, and Kelly Ford, all have OU covering at least a 10-point spread. So at 9.5, less than 10, I'll take the Sooners. Daniel?
Man, it's a tough one. I don't know what to think of Oklahoma having to cover 10 points at home on the road. I know Dylan Gabriel's out. But Sonny just
at home on the road.
At home after coming back from being on the road. You know, last game, just come home. Backup quarterback has to come in and play the whole game. Sonny Dykes, though, I just don't love. I don't love him on short weeks, and I don't love him as a double digit dog. I mean, there's no real sample here. Sonny Dykes on a short week is 0-3 against the spread. No matter what the spread is, he just doesn't cover. So he's 0-3 there. Double-digit dog as a visitor in his career. He's 3-6. I mean, I know some lines are 9.5. You know, the stuff I runs it against Circa, which is 10. So, you know, I'm looking at Sonny right now as a double-digit dog coming in on a short week. I don't know how much I'm buying into any sort of like TCU needs the win for a bowl game, or, you know, I just don't know, right? I have no idea what the locker rooms are like leading up to those things, or Oklahoma needing to stay in the race for the championship. I think that might have a little more weight than a bowl game, but I'm not a coach. I got no clue. I got to side with Oklahoma here, but I don't love it. So my raw line is Oklahoma minus 13. So there's some edge there. I don't know what it is. It's just feels like this game stinks in some way. Feels like it's going to be close for some reason. Oklahoma wins by 4. Oklahoma wins by 7. That's what my gut says, but I got to go with my work and numbers and back Oklahoma here. We're fading TCU.
Chris?
You're both Oklahoma, right?
Yeah. Set it up for you, man. Yeah.
All right. Man.
You don't even got to work.
Start out with a good one here. You know, hey, it's OU's last game in the Big 12. You know, they're not going to the title. They have no chance. They're done. You know, after a decade of reign of the Big 12, they trashed it on the way out. Didn't even get to close it out. Off to the SEC, greener pastures. I'm sure. I fully believe that they will in no way become mediocre over the next 20 years. Congratulations to Sooner fans. TCU. I mean, listen, they're just not good enough right now. But I do think they're going to throw everything out the window for this game and just go for broke, try to get the win. It's gonna be weird in Norman. It's gonna be senior day. It's an interesting line. I really want to take TCU to get the cover. A gut feeling says Oklahoma does cover this. But let's not pretend that they're not without their struggles. They've got a couple of wins in a row, but they're not without their struggles. I mean, BYU 31-24, what was that? Oh, man. And yes, Dylan Gabriel's out, but Jackson Arnold, he looked good. And he's got a quarterback name, so, you know, there's that one. All right, so all that said, you know what? Let's go over. Take the over. I feel like there's gonna be some points in this one.
Oh, we got an over. All right. Best one I can get you, I think, is gonna be 63. Let me confirm. Yeah, best I can do is over 63.
Okay.
It is yours. All right, moving on
Thank
down.
you,
We got
sir.
one more Friday game. Potentially the final meeting, though I do think they'll find a way to get it on the schedule between Texas and Texas Tech. Texas locks up a Big 12 title game berth with a win at home versus Texas Tech, who has locked up their bowl game with the win against UCF last week. So at this point, what they're just playing for is spoilers and maybe a better bowl spot. Game is at 6:30 p.m. on ABC. As of right now, the Texas Longhorns are 13-point favorites. Total is at 54, although there's some 53 and a half, if that is something you want to use to your advantage. Daniel, you're up first, sir. What would you like?
This is sort of a fascinating game in the betting sense because since this line opened on Sunday, Texas Tech has taken tons of the bets and almost all the money. And, this isn't something where a team's taking a lot of money and bets are sort of 50-50. It's like everyone's betting Texas Tech. Opened 14 at Circa. It's 13 now. There might be a little rogue 12 and a half here and there popping out. So it's interesting how the line has come down. My raw line is Texas minus 14, right where they opened it. That just stinks to me. Well, I mean, what is everyone sort of hoping that Texas Tech can pull this off or sort of the last hope to get the upset win here and mess things up? I mean, I don't know. You guys know the scenarios a little better than I do walking into these, but something seems weird that everybody's all over Texas Tech to cover this spread. That just feels fishy to me. Feels like a little bit of a fish line. Like when we had West Virginia the other week when they were minus 10 and went out to minus 12. I think that was against, wasn't that against BYU like 2 weeks ago? It was just a giant weird line. Anyway, this feels the same way. I'm taking Texas minus, if I have some 12 and a half, so I'll take them if they're reputable books.
Let's do some
No,
shopping.
I know Circa's hanging a 13 right now. BetOnline's got a 13.
Mirage has a 12 and a half.
If they're the only ones, it's 13.
FanDuel and MGM and
Let's
Hard Rock
go.
all have
12 and a
12
half. Oh, Hard Rock. Come on. There's no one more official. Let's go.
and
12 and a
a
half. Give it to me.
Chris?
All right. Another one on the way out, except for they will probably play another Big 12 game. So Texas, just for the clarity, I hope kind of Texas wins this only because, that'll make the tiebreak way less confusing. But man, Texas Tech, again, I think there's another game where they're going to throw kind of everything out the window. They're going to go for broke. Nothing's off the table. This feels like a Crabtree moment, right? Crabtree tiptoeing down the sidelines. It feels like Texas Tech could steal the win here. That's going to be tough. I just want the Texas fans to keep thinking about that Crabtree moment real quick here. Dude, I do not like the line. The line's two scores. Holy smokes. All right, let's do. Again, I just feel like these. Texas Tech's gonna go for broke. I feel like there's gonna be a bit more scoring. If that over under 54 and a half, I'll go over.
Chris in here with totals.
Now shake it up. He's got to mix up the mojo a little bit.
Nothing to lose.
I mean, you're just like TCU, and well, TCU needs a bowl game. Texas Tech, just nothing to lose. Just throw it all.
Nothing
Look,
to lose.
every beta rank is the only projection that doesn't have Texas covering 12 and a half points. SP Plus has Texas by 17 and a half, Room 44 by 16, TCU by 14, by almost 15, FEI by 16, Kelly Ford by 15 and a half. Beta's got an 8.72. Pretty much everyone has Texas covered, and I think they probably should. It's great for Texas Tech. I'm glad that Barron Morton is the guy moving forward. Tyler Shuck entering the transfer portal. He's going to leave. It's Barron Morton show. I think they've been far more stable with Barron Morton so far this season. I think Texas should cover. And I think that's probably where I'm gonna go. I do want to comment on the total. I think this line is going to keep dropping. First of all, I think it would not shock me if it's Texas minus 12 by like kickoff on Saturday. That wouldn't shock me. Also, the total, I want to take the under so bad in this game. Texas is 3-8 to the under this season. Texas Tech is 4-7 to the under this season. Everybody projects this total to go under or hit 54 that I can pull totals for. Everybody. But it's close, and it's still a low total, even at 54, that it scares me off of that one. So, Daniel, for the second straight game, we agree, sir. Texas right. Minus 12 and a half. It's senior day. It's the last game of the season. And I think Texas is going to walk into this game knowing what they have to do, coming out, playing just absolutely sound football and winning this convincingly. Like Texas Tech's been up and down and whatnot. It's fun, but like, it kind of reminds me of the Baylor game last year. Like, oh, could it? No. Like, I think this is Texas is going to come in here, know what they have to get done, know that Brett Yormark is going to be there because he made the comment in Lubbock before the season. Know that every Big 12 fan is sitting here like, come on, Texas Tech, all the stuff that's going up. Know that Texas Tech fans are jacked for this. Like, I just think Texas is going to come in here and go, nah, and just beat them. And so I'm going to take Texas. Chris, I hope you're right. I fear this game will go to the under, but I'm more comfortable with Texas as far as the side goes here.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Saturday, five games for us on Saturday. The first one, can I just say it's not a great crop of games. Like, I'm not going to complain about college football in the final week of the regular season, but it's not the best collection of matchups. 11 a.m., FS1 on Saturday, UCF hosting Houston. UCF still one win away from bowl eligibility. That would be a big thing for them in year one, especially considering kind of where they were a while ago. It didn't really feel like they were going to reach a bowl game, and yet here they are, one win away, hosting Houston. Meanwhile, Houston, Dana's seat, pretty hot. 4-8 in year one of the Big 12 with a loss to Rice in the non-conference. Probably not a great thing for Dana if he wants to stick around. And Tillman Fertitta and the other boosters, you could probably find the $15 million to remove him if they really want to. It would behoove Houston to get this win in Orlando. So there's some interesting storylines here. I absolutely think that there are. As of now, UCF is a 13.5 point favorite at home. Total is at 61.5. Chris, you're up first, sir. What would you like?
This is a pretty easy one to pick here. The line's only 13.5. I don't know why it's so low. UCF smoked Oklahoma State by 42 points. Oklahoma State beat Houston by 13 points. Clearly, Houston has this by 65. Right? Is that math right? 55.
I'm sitting in my childhood closet. don't ask me to do math.
All right. Yeah. I mean, let's I was gonna do over unders the whole show, but I can't do it. I can't. Because I keep wanting to go over. And I don't know what I'm doing. All right, let's do it. We will 61.5. I don't see it. I'm gonna go under.
Wow.
Yeah. This feels like, I don't know, like a 32-25 kind of game or something. I don't know.
All right. I am up next. I mean, should UCF cover a two touchdown spread? Probably. But all the projections are right around there. Like SP Plus is 14.5, Room 44 is 12.5, Tissue is 13.7, Beta is 18, FEI is 12.3. Like, I just like I the metrics tell me this, the line is like dead on accurate. My gut tells me UCF covers this, but Chris, I think I might be riding with you, because to me, for this to go over, could UCF put up 40 points in this game? Sure, absolutely. That still requires Houston to put up a decent amount as well. I think the under is the right side in this game. I just do. So far this season, that doesn't, it's what? Houston's 5-6 to the under, UCF's 6-5 to the over. So it's about 50-50 here. I just don't think Houston's going to go on the road and score a bunch of points. If you look back to OSU last week, they were at home and they did squat 7 points after halftime. Seven of their points in the game were a pick six and two were from a safety. Like, I don't think Houston's offense is going to do a lot on the road at UCF this week. I'm not that UCF's defense is great. I just don't think they are. I think this goes under, and at 61.5, I feel pretty comfortable with that. So I'm going to ride with you. We're both taking the under 61.5, sir.
Nice.
Daniel.
Crap. I'm on an island, boys. I saw that 61 and kind of thought, that thing feels live, and it hasn't been bet down either. That's the other clue sometimes I look at. Like, we opened there at 61.5, and sort of just still right there. You know, no one's come in and said no, that this number's wrong. Winds are under the 8 mile an hour mark, which is sort of the benchmark in my opinion. I don't know, decent weather. Houston, they gave up 24 to Cincinnati 2 weeks ago. I mean, 43 to Oklahoma State, but, you know, they're a little bit of a better team. 41 to K-State. Teams that have been able to run the ball or teams that can do work on the ground seem to be able to put up points on Houston. And UCF is really good at that in the second half, too, where, you know, obviously these overs end up getting busted. So I also think Houston will be able to hang. And you sort of said it, right? Can they get up into the 21? I mean, if Dana can't score 21 on UCF, then, like, dude, that seat's on fire, right? It's like, let's go. Let's get out of here after the season he's had. So, look, if he's playing for his job, again, we don't know if he is or not. Maybe, you know, he's so disheveled and sad and bummed looking all the time. It's like, maybe he knows it's over. He's sitting at his desk this week, just drinking out of some, you know, mug that says, you know, number one dad or something. And he's just like, it's over. I know it's over. So, if that's the case, then I'm not going to hit this. But if there's any life on this Houston team, this game's going to go over. So give it to me, 61.
Somebody tweeted out, it was the picture of Dana with, like, his crazy hair. And then next to it was a picture of, like, a kid sucker that had fallen down on the ground, and they picked it back up and it just had, like, random hairs and trash attached to it.
Yeah, he's haggard. Sometimes he looks rough sometimes, man.
Corporate wants you to find the difference between these two photos. There's not the same photo. Oh, man. Oh, Dana. Like, I'll miss him because, God, he's just so good for quotes and things to talk about. But, yeah, I don't know if you're Houston, like, how you look at this first year and go, like, no, it's going to get better. Like, he's going to replace his staff, and it's going to be a big turnaround. I'm like, doesn't feel like a staffing issue. So we'll see. If a decision's made, I have a feeling it'll happen quickly, because it's not like they have any reason to wait after Saturday. All right, let's move on down. We've got one game in the afternoon on Saturday to keep your attention. That is Oklahoma State, still ranked in the college football playoff poll at number 20, came out on Tuesday. They are hosting BYU, who is one win away from bowl eligibility. Still, I say still because they have lost now four in a row. So they were at one time 5-2, are now 5-6, and a win or loss away from going to a bowl game. This game is at 2:30 on ABC in Stillwater. As of right now, the spread in this one, as I scroll to find it, because it updated and moved the page. Oklahoma State, 17-point favorite 17 and a half. That line's going up. Total is at 56 and a half. I believe I am up first here. OSU's at home. It's senior day. There's a lot of players who this will be it. And Oklahoma State can get to Arlington. If Texas loses to Texas Tech, there's a bunch of weird tiebreaker scenarios and who the hell knows. But if Texas wins on Friday, and Oklahoma State will know before this game kicks off, Texas wins on Friday, all Oklahoma State has to do is win on Saturday. And they will face Texas in Arlington for the Big 12 title. OSU has to win. Shout out to Ari Temkin. OSU knows what's in front of them. They know what they have to do. I know that BYU had an incredible game plan. And BYU outplayed Oklahoma in Provo last week. Flat out outplayed them. Go look at Parker's How Bad Did We Get Beat. BYU outplayed Oklahoma. If not for the three turnovers, like BYU wins that game. But that was at home with throwing everything they could at Oklahoma in their last home game of the regular season. Now you're going on the road to Oklahoma State. BYU on the road has been bad this season. They have not been good this season at all. But OSU hasn't exactly blown a lot of teams out. Like, yeah, they ended up beating Houston by 13. And they blew out Cincinnati. Cincinnati's bad. They blew out Cincinnati. But, like, West Virginia was a 14-point win. Like, Kansas was it. They've OU by 3. Kansas by 7. Kansas State by 8. Like, it's not that OSU's just been like, oh, we're going to blow everyone out. 17 points, even as bad as I think BYU actually is at this point in the season. And it's very much like I give you credit for last week. It's not going to change my mind about who you are at this point. Like I've already had it changed one direction. I can't go back. Like I still don't think like BYU is going to bring much of a challenge. But I don't know that OSU should be favored by three scores in a game. Like 17, 17 and a half. So I see 116 and a half. So then I go look at the total. It's 56 and a half. I'm very tempted here. Because totals for this game, projection-wise, all tell me to go under. Everybody. SP Plus is 56. Room 44 is 51.8. TSHU is 51.8. Beta is 47.4. FEI is 35.7. Like maybe OSU runs away with it. Maybe they put up so many points that you know they put up 51 points and BYU does just enough to make it over. Maybe Ollie goes and runs for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns. I'm like, and that is the concern here because I don't think BYU won't score. Like OSU's defense isn't good enough to say they're not going to score in this game. But I still think 56 and a half points is just too gosh darn many points. So I'm actually going to take the under 56 and a half. I think that's the biggest line I can find in this game. Unless somebody sees something else, Daniel.
No, 56 and a half.
Perfect. All right. That's what I'm going to do. Under 56 and a half. I also just feel like unders have played well for Oklahoma State this year. They're 5-6 to the under, so not like super good, but I'm going to take it. Daniel?
It's straight to the point here. I'm taking Oklahoma State. I don't know if there's a minus 16 and a half out there. It looks pretty painted minus 7. Well, Circa's minus 16 and a half right now.
That one counts. FanDuel is 2, so you get 16 and a half.
I mean, look,
that means it's coming down?
Well, no, I mean, the rest of the world's 17, just, you know, those books are just thinking that little half point there. Last time BYU covered, I believe, on the road was back against Arkansas when they won straight up in that, like, super weird fluky game. Then if you go look at how they've done on the road this year, they've been horrible. Like they have been a completely different team on the road. 11 points at TCU getting blown out 44-11. Texas romped them 35-6. God, BYU should have covered that too. Actually, I'm sorry. I still have pain from losing that one. Real money. West Virginia, 37-7 over BYU. And it's like, dude, they're rattled off, what, 4 losses in a row, and they got to roll into Oklahoma State now, who, you know, they got a little bit of something to play for, or they have – I mean, they're just a better team performing better right now. I just don't see why BYU is going to hang around at all or why they would. 16 and a half, Oklahoma State.
To back you up, BYU is 1-4 against the spread as the away team this season so far.
Chris, yeah, that only one being that just super Arkansas. Fluky Arkansas win, yeah.
And now we've learned that Arkansas is not very good, so.
Yeah, I mean, hey, BYU, give them credit. They did everything they could. That game went as about as well as they could have asked for against the Sooners. And they fell short. And now they have to go on the road and face an even better team. That's going to be tough for the Cougars there. Oh, Oklahoma State. I think it's an advantage that they're going to get to see Texas already play. They're going to kind of know what's going on. Listen, after the OU game, they clearly had a letdown. Things went sideways in Florida. And I think that shook their confidence. But you saw, unlike the Sooners, where it took them a couple games to figure their stuff back out and remember they know how to play football, Oklahoma State needed a half against Houston last week. In the second half, they came out, got some scores, and they found that confidence. And they, what was it, like 24 points in 7 minutes a game clock to flip that game? Unbelievable. Oklahoma State's going to win this, but I'm with you, Philip, because I don't – Oklahoma State's going to do all the heavy lifting here, right? BYU might – I mean, they're probably 10 points, might get 14, something like that, just a couple of scores. So that means Oklahoma State's going to have to do all the rest of the work there. I'm going to go with the under.
We agree. Very nice. One thing everyone can agree on is the incredible apparel you'll find at Charlie Hustle. Partners here on the 10-12 podcast and with the entire 10-12 network, a vintage-inspired clothing company based out of Kansas City that specializes in collegiate and hometown apparel. Charlie Hustle wants you to be the best dressed fan this season, so be sure to check out their wide selection of officially licensed collegiate apparel today. Show off your school spirit all season long. They have more than 30 schools, including all the Big 12 schools except Cincinnati. Also, they have Colorado available right now, and incredible gear for all of them, especially Iowa State, Kansas State, who they've been doing the most with for the longest. They've got great stuff. They have really, really good stuff for OSU. They've got some fantastic stuff for Baylor. Sweaters and hoodies, you're going to love. They are so comfortable. And not to mention, the varsity jackets are so stinking good. So go to charliehustle.com. Use the promo code 10-12-15, TEN1215. Use that promo code for 15% off all non-sale items at charliehustle.com. Go shop now. You don't want to wait till the last minute. Christmas is almost here. Find some incredible gear for your family and friends. Use that promo code 10-12-15. Or if you happen to do, when they're doing some special promotion during the week, some 24-hour only deal, just let them know the 10-12 podcast and 10-12 network sent you. We'd appreciate it. So go shop Charlie Hustle. Support the companies that support us. Use that promo code 10-12-15. Charlie Hustle, vintage made fresh. All right, we move on down the line. We got three night games in the Big 12 this week. Let's start with the first one of Cincinnati versus Kansas. Kansas going on the road for their final game of the season. They've locked up bowl eligibility. They're good. They're out of the Big 12 title game race. That's okay. They still want to keep winning. They still want to see how many wins they can get this season. Meanwhile, Cincinnati... And then look at Cincinnati. They're just, it's a sad year. It's a sad year. Yeah, they got their Big 12 win over Houston. They haven't beaten an incumbent 10. This is their last shot. And they get Kansas at home, the Jayhawks, in Cincinnati. Can Cincinnati pull off the miracle and end Scott Satterfield's first season on a high note? Big question for them. At the moment, Kansas is a 6.5-point favorite over Cincinnati. Total 58.5. Daniel, you're up first, sir. What would you like?
This is a weird spot. Kansas, again, like we talked about, they played really well last game. This is just going to be hard to cap. Cincinnati obviously had a terrible year. I mean, I think their win total was like 5 or something like that anyway to start the year. So it's like there's not like there was that many expectations. Um, Kansas played well last week. I don't know. They'd have to now go on the road and like win by seven or more. The tough part about the cap becomes, does Cincinnati care? Does Cincinnati care at all? Or I just feel like this is either going to be like a 31-7 type Kansas win, or for no reason this thing ends up being like the 30-27 Kansas win, and Cincinnati's hanging the whole game and they care and they're fighting. Because I think Kansas rolls, I'm going to fade myself a little bit here, because this just seems like another fishy line, end of the year. Just seems like a tough spot asking Kansas to go on the road and cover seven to close it out. Cincinnati, don't screw me. Plus 6.5? Can you give it to me?
Yeah, we got plenty of 6.5s.
Yeah, let's grab it. Let's grab
it. If you want, ooh, Cincinnati plus 6.5.
It's just so ugly. No, it doesn't make sense. I would like Kansas more if the line was bigger. So it's like just rat line.
Chris?
Yeah, is Bean going to play? I was just looking at that. I think it looks like he might play.
The last article I can find is Cam's from Tuesday, from Monday.
He's been cleared to play.
He's cleared to play. Leipold expects both Bean and Ballard to be available. I mean, I would fully expect at this point Jason Bean will start at quarterback.
Yeah. It changes things a little bit. Kansas is going to be like, they're just a better team. And will Cincinnati care? They're not really playing for anything other than to beat an older Big 12 team.
Incumbent 10.
Yeah, there you go. Man, I'm looking at over under the 58.5. Kansas is pretty split. If the other team is competitive, that goes over almost every time. If that other team is not that competitive, it goes, they don't hit it. And even last week, they did not hit 58.5, they hit 58. Oh, this game could be a little bit sloppier. It's going to be a bit colder. Kansas, winning big doesn't really do them anything. They just want to get the win. Cincinnati just wants to go home. Let me go with the under here.
Well, let's see. I believe 58.5 is going to be the best I can do. I'm shopping. Yeah, that's it, sir. So
that'll work.
58.5 it is. I'm scared off the total in this one. Projections have it as low as 54 and as high as 65. So I'm staying away. It's wild to me that this open is Kansas minus 3, has been bet up to Kansas minus 6.5. Like, Kansas minus 3, give me that all day. That's great. It's come up 3.5 points in 2 days. Kansas on the road against a bad team off a very emotional loss where they were finally going to beat Kansas State in the Sunflower Showdown, and that game slipped away from them. They're probably going to know whether they're in or out of the big, actually, I believe Kansas flat out is out of the Big 12 title game race, but even with the tiebreakers. So they're out of that. At this point, it's just, let's just win one more. We've already had senior day. Jason Bean's back. Can we get to 8-4? Can we have an 8-win regular season at Kansas? Like, they're playing for pride and to not lose to a god-awful Cincinnati team, right? That's it. Cincinnati, like, yeah, I mean, I don't feel like they've quit this year. I don't feel like they have. They're home for the first time in 2 weeks. Like, they've been at West Virginia, at Houston. Like, they gave UCF a game the last time they were at home. They lost to Baylor close before that. They were, I don't know, I guess in it with Iowa State, if you want to say to some extent. Like, they've been a far better team at home than on the road. But I don't know how you take Cincinnati. Like, I don't know how I don't take Kansas with Jason Bean back. Like, I don't see the motivation for Kansas, but for under a touchdown, Daniel, you and I will disagree this week. I'm going to take Kansas to cover a spread that's less than a touchdown, even though it's on the road. Cincinnati's better at home. I think the under is probably the right side, but I feel more comfortable that saying, yeah, I get Kansas by less than a touchdown against one of the three worst teams in the Big 12, take your pick between Baylor, Houston, and Cincinnati.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right. Speaking of Baylor, they're hosting West Virginia this week. Baylor is, y'all, Baylor is historically bad this year. Like, historically bad. This is a god-awful Baylor team. They are not good. Fans are done. They're ready to move off of Dave Aranda. His seat, it feels hot, 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 hot. I mean, so hot. And they are playing at home in Waco, 6 o'clock kickoff on FS1 as 9-point dogs to West Virginia. Totals at 55.5. Chris, you're up first, sir. What do you want?
Yep. Man, Baylor reminds me of the Baylor of old, you know, except where they probably have a couple more wins this season. So what do you do with it? I mean, there's actual frustration in Waco. Will the fans show up for this game, senior day? West Virginia on the road, man. I'm looking at this over-under because I've made that a theme this week. 55.5. You know, I think I've made one other over-under pick this whole season, so this is a deviation for sure. And I've gotten a lot of unders in a row. So now I'm going to go over. And that's the best reason I have. So I'm going to smoke you guys this week.
You got to trust the science, man. Trust the science. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
I believe 55.5 is the best I can get you. So it's over 55.5. I think with the way that West Virginia's offense has been playing, that's not a bad pick.
If I've learned anything from my wife in March Madness, this is the way to go. Just throw a dart.
Another game with a big rise, because West Virginia opened as a 6-point favorite. This has been bet all the way up to West Virginia -9. Hey, so I'm like, well, you know, it's on the road. Baylor's at home. Baylor is 0-6-1 against the spread as a home team. 0-6-1. They're 2-2 against the spread as a road team. They've been better on the road than they have been at home, which doesn't make a lick of sense. Not any sense whatsoever. Because, like, they lost at home to Houston. Ugh. They won on the road at Cincinnati. They had the historic comeback on the road at UCF. Like, they have 3 wins. Their only home win is against Long Island back in week 3, who's an FCS team. And that game was close until a lightning delay, and then Baylor came out of it and ran away. I'm using air quotes since podcasting is a visual medium, for a 30-7 win. Like, I don't know that Dave Aranda has no idea what to do. He's got no idea. That's what the quotes tell me this. Like, they can call this and treat this in my mind like it's a big game. Like, Baylor has been blown out the last 2 weeks. And the week before that, the last time they played at home, they lost in overtime to Houston, who is bad. 0-6-1 against his Fred at home. Just give me West Virginia. I got enough 8.5s. FanDuel's got an 8.5. Let's see. I know I saw a couple other ones. Let's see. MGM's got an 8.5. Your favorite, Hard Rock. Hard Rock's got an 8.5. So I know that one works for you. Who is it? Mirage has 8.5. So I'm taking West Virginia -8.5. I don't really love taking West Virginia as a favorite by this many points, but like everything says, Baylor's terrible. They don't cover at home. You shouldn't pick them to do it this week. I'll take West Virginia. Daniel?
I'm actually coming with you. Short and sweet here. Baylor last 2 weeks has seemed a little bit broken. I mean, that performance against TCU.
A little bit?
I mean, it was the game last week that was just like, this is bad. TCU has only looked like that one other time this year, and I think that was that fluky game against BYU. Well, I mean, no, not I shouldn't say fluky against BYU, but like BYU was awful, awful in that game against TCU, and that's like the only comp to how they just treated Baylor last week. Like, that's not indicative of like the kind of team TCU is my point. Like, Baylor made them look amazing. The other part too, as you mentioned, this line flew. It was hit right away when opened under a touchdown. Pretty much bet out right away to 7, 7.5. Some group, I think, hit it again today at either, you know, a juiced up 7 or 7.5, pushed it out to the 8.5, 9. Words out, I don't know. If Baylor magically shows up for the last game and we lose our side, great. But I'm not buying it at all after how they've looked the last 2 weeks. So give me that West Virginia 8.5.
Love it. All right, last Big 12 game we're picking is, honestly, it's the best Big 12 game of the weekend, and it's not even close. It is Farmageddon. It is the rivalry that should be official. Thanks, Jamie Pollard, for making sure it doesn't happen every year moving forward. Kansas State, 8-3, not out of the Big 12 title game race. Tiebreaker folks, welcoming Iowa State to Manhattan for a 7 o'clock game on Fox. Prime time on the big network. Kansas State currently a 10-point favorite. Total is at 46.5. I am up first here. Look, I can't believe I'm going to say this in a game that involves Kansas State and Iowa State. This total is too low. It's too low. Kansas State's offense has been fantastic. Iowa State's offense is going to be able to do enough against Kansas State's defense. Their linebacking core is, I mean, it has been just brutalized this season. Like, it is beat up, battered, banged up, and crazy. I think this total is just too low. And so I'm taking the over. Right now, 46.5 is what looks like the best I can do. I am hopping around. If anyone wants to hop in and be like, no, Philip, there's a 46 somewhere, then I'll take it. All right, let's see. I got to switch. This website separates totals from, let's see. All right, 40. No, I actually think this total is starting to go up a little bit. I think 46.5 is the best I can do. I'll take 46.5 over. Daniel.
I love this. Is actually one of my favorite spots this week to bet. I'm going to have some real money down on the Iowa State Cyclones at plus 10. Just, you know, so many angles that I like. Sometimes, you know, I talk about them on here. Spread differential dog, where, you know, you have a big enough spread and a low enough total. Visiting conference dogs with low over under. That's one. And then, wonderful here, Matt Campbell, the Hunter. We haven't been able to talk about it too much, but he does well as a dog. Matt Campbell as a dog off a loss in conference games, 12-5, and this season he's 1-0, and I love betting him as a conference dog off of a loss. So give me the Cyclones plus 10. I love this spot. They're going to keep it within the number. We're going to have a great game. 27-20, 31-24, something like that. Let's cash it.
Love it. Chris?
Yeah, I could see this being a closer game than we think. Farmageddon, it's always a good one. And yes, it's super disappointing. This is not a protected rivalry. The name Farmageddon is just awesome. So, it's a fun game. And yeah, I don't think Kansas State is going to breeze through it. It's going to be tough. And Philip, I think I'm with you because both sides are going to get some points in this one. And that's a pretty low total for both sides kind of racking up a few scores. So I'm going to take the over.
I like it. All right, we wrap this show up the way we do every single week with a pick from outside of the Big 12. Y'all can pick any game you want that is obviously not a Big 12 pick game since we've already picked all of those. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1. Daniel, you're up first, sir. What would you like?
All right, we're going to heat check this again. We hit the UTEP heat check. We're going to keep rolling here. Oh, this is such an ugly pick. Tulsa, plus 3 against East Carolina. There's a spot that pops up couple times a year. This year it's 2-0-1. We are fading. We are fading home teams coming off a game where they scored 0 points. Home team favorites off 0 points. 45-23-3, hitting 66% of the time against the spread. ECU was shut out last week against Navy. Now they come home and they are favorites against Tulsa. Give me that Tulsa +3 all day long. Let's go. Heat check. I'm 9 feet behind the 3-point line right now trying to shoot this thing. Let's
You're from the logo, sir. Like, all right. All right. This is a full court heave is what this is, but I love it. I love to see it. And it'll sink right in. Chris?
Yeah, my heat check right now is right under the basket. I got to build it up. All right. So, you know what? Let's just go to what works or, you know, was working before last week. Coastal Carolina. I think they're playing someone decent. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. JMU. Yeah. James Madison, man. And Coastal Carolina both coming off of losses. Tough weeks for them. I like both to kind of come back and play for the division here. James Madison 10-1, Coastal Carolina 7-4. Man, I think this one's going to be a good one. And I'm surprised the total is as low as it is. I'm just going to keep with that theme because the total, I think, is around 50. Is that what I'm seeing?
50 and a half.
Yeah, 50 and a half. I mean, it feels like a low total for this game. I think both teams get into the 20s here. Give me the over.
All right. I've talked about this principle many times before on this season. But an unranked favorite versus a ranked dog. At this point, it is, let's see, what's it? Because I talked about it last week with Clemson, North Carolina, right? And then Clemson got the win and the cover. And it worked. It worked. Here's the problem that I have. There's two of them this week, which should make me go, yes. But I hate both. I absolutely hate both of these. So I'm going to tell you both. I'm going to tell you which one I'm actually going to take. The first one involves North Carolina again. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. North Carolina is going on the road to NC State. NC State is still ranked. They're number 22 in the country. North Carolina is now unranked. They're a 2.5-point road favorite at NC State. You think that one's gross? Let me tell you about the other one. Unranked Nebraska is currently a 2-point favorite at home versus number 17, Iowa. I said I was going to keep taking Iowa to unders, right? Do you know what the total is for Iowa and Nebraska this week?
24
points. Sitting at 26 right now, right?
It is 26. It's 26. Wow. Do you know that? Who is this? Westgate's hanging at 25 and a half.
That's so gross. That is
God, sad. That is just...
Daniel, do you have data on when totals are like historically kind of low or high like that, when they're maybe not the lowest ever, the highest ever, but just extreme? Do they typically hit or do they typically miss?
Recent history, they actually hit quite a bit. Like when you get really low college totals, it'll say like sub 34, I think, you know, sub 33. Yeah. When I say recently, it's like, you know, I don't know what was happening in the 70s and 80s.
The problem with that is I would want you to take out all the Service Academy games from that stat and tell me because like that they're always
involved. Okay. You go pull them out and you're basically just left with like a lot of Iowa and then a handful of Rutgers. And then like maybe like one San Diego State a year when Rocky Long was there for a decade, like, you know, they might've had like a 34 or something like that. So there's really not a lot, right? You go pull them out and, you know, you just don't have a lot of numbers. I mean, it's all Iowa sort of in the last few years, and a lot of those have gone under. I mean, I think just blind betting Iowa under this year is like 9-2 or something. Or
yeah, no, it's very profitable this year. Yeah, and it's gone six in a row, six unders in a row. And they've had like a historic under. Now there's a historic under. Now they've set a new historic for a low total. Now they've set a new, I'm pretty sure this week's going to be like a new. I forget the one they had a couple weeks ago was like 24 and it still went under. So like a part of me is like, no, just ride with the 26.5 because there's some 26.5s. Take the under. The principle is, oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I would prefer the home unranked favorite versus the ranked dog versus the road unranked favorite versus the ranked dog. So I'm going to do it. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm going to do it. I'm going to take Nebraska -2. Unless someone can find me something lower than 2.
Wow.
I at this point, I have to do it just because it's so funny. And the principle just keeps working. And so unless somebody can find me something lower than that, and I'll take it if you can. But let's see, what does Fred's out here? I've got 2s.
Nebraska -2?
Nebraska mm-hmm. -2. Taking Nebraska -2 versus Iowa.
Take a heads up. You've been wanting someone to take a heads up game all year. Just take a heads up.
Oh man, straight up. But it's not that's not a plus because they're the favorite. So I'll take Nebraska true. -2 versus Iowa. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm gonna do this. This is some sicko stuff. This is more disgusting than taking an under 26.5. That's all I'm gonna say. Which seems like a perfect note to end this particular episode on. You guys have been awesome. It's been a fun regular season. Like we said, 2 more picks episodes left. Do us a favor, don't forget to shop charliehustle.com. Use that promo code 101215. Follow us on Twitter, 1012 Network, the Gram, 1012 Pod, YouTube. We are there. We have the 1012 Network Patreon. You can find the link in the show notes. Please sign up. Help us out. It really is there to support the podcasts, the network, all the different shows. Check out all the different shows in the network, 1012network.com. Follow Daniel on Twitter at DannerB7. Chris is not on Twitter, but if you enjoy, don't say frisbee, say discus. Let us know. We'll put you in touch. He's putting some cool stuff together. We'll be back on Monday to recap the final week of the regular season, preview the Big 12 championship game matchup, and a whole lot more on Monday. We'll talk to y'all then.
Sports Social Podcast Network.